That's the worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane. I'm here for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No.
No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
People have accused me of lacking compassion. It's just that I can't hear you.
Ian Hunter.
Panic!
Mickey.
Windows open, I'm jumping out of it.
And Lazy E.
That's when I go to my good old friend Drano.
It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
You've made a lot of poor choices in your life. This is just one of them. Welcome to A Freak Accident, the podcast that's going to eventually revolutionize the world as soon as we get around to doing that. It'll happen.
Yeah.
It'll get there.
Oh,
it'll get there. Have some faith.
You don't sound like you have faith.
I'm trying to remain positive.
We're lazy people.
That's true.
Procrastination.
Yeah, that too. It is A Freak Accident. Welcome. My name is Crisco. I'm the host, and I'm joined by my team, Lazy E.
You know what? I'm loving that we're here in Prince right now. We have 1999 in the background. That's a good stuff.
We had to salute it in some kind of original way.
Yeah.
This is the best way to do it. We've got Ian Hunter on the mic.
Another week, nothing run into.
Good. The report? All right, good. We got a report. We're good. And Mickey's here as well. Hi, Mickey.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm here.
That's true.
I didn't jump out the window yet.
Listen, sometimes that's about all you can ask for from...
Wow.
Our femme fatale here.
You haven't jumped out the window yet, but I feel like that moment is rapidly approaching.
With the way today's going, yeah.
It's ratcheting up. It's exponential rather than incremental getting to that moment.
Her 1 foot's out the door already.
You mean the window.
Yeah, sorry.
The door's my thing.
Don't steal his bit.
Visit our website, afreakaccident.com. You can send us an email about anything. If you like the show, you hate the show, you got an idea for something you want to hear about the show, or reaction to something on the show, whatever you want to get in touch with us, just email us, freaks@afreakaccident.com. And if you're floating around that website, click connect on the menu bar, visit our social media links. We are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those places. And don't forget to subscribe to our show on iTunes and Google Play Music, which is new. They just started up their podcasting library, so I don't know what that face was for. Mickey did like a buck tooth and like she pulled her nose back. That was interesting.
Can you get a drink at the menu bar?
Oh, man, we should start selling booze.
I don't think you can in certain states. That would be illegal.
Good point.
I don't think you can do it over the internet either.
That's what I meant.
But subscribe on Google Play Music. Subscribe on iTunes especially. Leave us a review. And the benefit of subscribing is you get it delivered to you every week. But you might notice if you are subscribed on iTunes or you have visited us on iTunes or Google Play Music, or any of the other places where you can download podcasts, you'll notice that there's usually only the last couple episodes available.
Yeah.
And we've been going for a couple months at this point now on this show. You can go back and still hear episode one. Again, afreakaccident.com. Click on podcasts on the menu bar. And we've got every single episode ever listed right there at your fingertips. So we are thrilled that you are wasting your time with us. And we have what?
Wasting your time.
So negative today.
Yeah. We're the best mistake ever made. That's our tagline. You signed off on that.
You're making it seem, though, it's not the best mistake. It's just a mistake.
Jury's out on best.
No! It's perfect.
We got a great show lined up for you today, though. And I'm excited to get to it.
Yeah.
I am.
There's a... sad news.
Well, yeah, a lot of people have been dying.
One being huge.
Right, that was why we played the music, the Prince music. It wasn't just because we're Batman 89 all of a sudden. No, Prince is dead.
Just found out.
China's dead. Bunch of people dead. We're going to talk about it. We've also got the worst camping trip ever. Maybe. Ian likes this story. He's excited about
it. You know, Ian, just shaking your head yes doesn't translate, really.
Well, Crisco was talking. I was trying not to interrupt him, but I wanted to show my enthusiasm for the story.
Appreciate your solidarity, my friend. You can say thank you.
No, thank you.
Would you rather, we're going to play that game, in regards to the internet, would you rather do X or Y or Z in order to keep the internet?
Yes.
He's nodding yes.
Yeah, okay. Thanks. I thought that's how we talk now.
We have Tom Brady. Suspension reinstated.
Ooh.
A conversation worth talking about. But yeah. To start off the show though, Lazy E, you had something you wanted to a question you wanted to pose.
Yeah.
To us?
I texted you on a Monday, but you did not get my text till the Tuesday because of a network problem.
And that actually is a good intro to this because. How many times...
That's Bill Bailey, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. How many times will you text the person without them texting you back? Like, when will that bother you?
Never.
I feel like this is... I feel like this is coming... Did you have a poor experience with this recently?
Not recently.
Like, were you trying to get in touch with someone and they burned you for, like, days at a time? And
no.
Now you're like, listen, all right, I got to talk about this on the show. When is this uncool to not get back to someone when they text?
The last time I had that happen to me is when I was still, you know, dating, trying to find that person.
Aren't you dating right now?
Well, no, I meant like trying to find the person to be a, you know, when I think dating, I don't think girlfriend, you know, when I talk about like date, you know what I mean?
I just thought I missed something.
Yeah, I'm in a relationship now. When I was just trying to find that person, I would text somebody. I remember this one specific girl, we'll call her, I don't know, let's call her Amanda. I don't remember her name. But
no weird name we could call her?
Yeah, Amanda.
Amanda. No, but we're going to call her Amanda. So I'm texting her, and like we're fine. Everything's going great. And then all of a sudden, nothing weird happened, and I text her. 2 days go by. Nothing. And I'm like, do I text back now? So I text it again. Nothing.
So your question is, how many texts, at what point do you stop trying to text
the person? Yeah, do you give up?
So it's not like, how long do you wait for a response? It's, okay, if I text and then I text again and I don't get a response, when do I stop?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. When would you stop? Mickey said never, right?
I mean, just keep
texting until you get something?
Question mark.
I meant never as in I would text them once and that would be the end of it.
Oh.
It wouldn't be a repetitive text. But I mean, as far as family members are concerned, if I didn't hear back from a family member after, like, you know, 48 hours,
that's
I'd call
different.
And then I'd be like, okay, something's wrong, obviously.
Or like significant other, you know?
Yeah. That kind of encompasses the whole family thing.
Yeah, right, yeah.
But that's different. I'm talking about just like a
random
friend.
People.
Or even just a friend, like... You would know if something bad happened to your friend through social media or other friends. If they didn't text you back, what would you do? Like, would you wait, like, 2 days, 3?
I would assume I was locked in a time bubble or something and try and figure out how to get out of it.
What I would do first is, like...
nobody's replying to your text. Like, why can't anyone hear me? Am I invisible?
The phone is broken.
Yeah, I would text somebody that I know is going to... Like, my mother. I would text her, and if she didn't reply, then I'm starting to think my phone's dead.
Or maybe you're dead, and you're just floating in the ether thinking you're still existing, like Bruce Willis in that movie.
Oh, man, that's pretty deep. What do you think, Ian?
I think that it's two texts, because I had a situation in high school where I was talking to this girl. It was going great, and then... out of nowhere, it kind of just fell off the face of the earth.
So when Ian was in high school, so that was 2014, right?
It was 2009.
Oh,
thank
God,
you.
That's sick. You are gross. You are, oh my God. You were talking to a girl too, so great for you.
Thank you.
I'm not sure what that insinuation is, but continue.
Go ahead.
No, I mean, it would have been, I texted her, I didn't hear back, and I'm like, oh, okay, well, maybe she's busy or something. And I texted her again, and then I didn't hear back. And I was like, okay, well, screw it.
Yeah, I would say, for me, it would probably be 3. Because it's like, you send them the original text, they don't get back. You text them again, say, you there? They don't get back. Then you say, okay, then, peace. And that's it. There's no more after that.
How long between those texts, though?
But after the first one, if you're in the middle of a conversation, it just abruptly ends. I would say, like matter of hours.
Okay.
Before you cut that off. But then if you send a text and then if it's like the first text, you're like, hey, what's going on? And then like a day goes by. I think that's okay. You know what I mean? Maybe a day and then like a day and then a day. But if you're in the middle of a conversation and it literally just stops, I wouldn't give it much time because at that point it's like, okay. They'll get back. Obviously, something came up. They're busy. They'll get back to me when they can.
That's what happened with that girl I was talking about, the Amanda girl. Everything was going. It wasn't in the middle of a conversation. Like, we would text for days and then, like, say, all right, good night. Then one day, it was a first text and it just done.
Huh.
And then I tried it again the next day. I was like, hey, what's going on? Nothing. I'm like, well, bit off more than I could chew. That's the end of that relationship or potential relationship.
I say two just because I know there's times that I do this. I'll see a text message from a person and I'll kind of answer in my head, but I'll never actually answer the text message.
Let me ratchet this up a little bit. Let me turn it up to the next level.
Oh, okay.
What about now people who have iPhones? If you're using iMessenger, it pops up when they saw the message. I know that's the thing, like you text, and when they see it, it pops up seen at a certain time. Then if they don't get back to you within like a little, you got to get back soon. After, if you've seen it, you got to address it. No. That's what I mean. At that point, if you're waiting days and you know they're seeing your stuff because it pops up seen, that's just rude.
Yeah, I would give them, if it was like a work week, I give them until after their work shift, maybe an hour after, because there's a chance they may have checked it at work and then all of a sudden something came up and they get busy the rest of the day. That happens. But an hour after you get home from work, come on.
That's what I mean. If you're going days, though, and you see you send the message and it's like seen, but they never reply, then it's like, come on. What are you doing?
You can at least reply back and go, hey, I'm really busy. I'll get back to you like in a few hours.
I'll be honest. I looked at my text message while I was at work. I get home from work, take care of the dogs, do what I need to do. Next thing I know, it's 10 o'clock at night. I've passed out. I never got around to texting anybody back. I completely forgot there was even a text message. It's not until 2 or 3 days later.
You might want to text your doctor about the passing out. That's not normal.
At 10 o'clock at night, yes, it is.
At this point, I think, though, we're in the age where we are literally carrying supercomputers around in our pockets, and you're attached to the entire Earth at any given moment.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, yeah, you got to be a little bit more on point with your communication skills, because we don't even talk to each other face-to-face anymore. The only thing we do is communicate through electronics, so at least have the decency to reply when the message is sent to you.
I talk face-to-face to people all the time. What are you doing?
What?
Oh, wait, you work in a cubicle. Never mind.
Yeah, no, I work in a padded room, and I have one microphone, and I talk to myself all day. So,
and then he goes to work.
I know.
But I
sit in a radio studio by myself all day.
But we want to know what you listeners have to say about it. Freaks@afreakaccident.com. Give us an email.
Yeah, what's the rule? What's the worst you've ever experienced? What's been, like, the streak? I sent 20 texts over the course of a month that never got a reply.
Oh, no, then you're a psycho.
Yeah, it could be that, too. Yeah.
No, then I won't reply back to you.
That's just restraining order material right there. Yeah.
You guys ready to get to this show, though?
Let's do it.
All right, I mentioned everything that we're talking about. I hope you're strapped in and ready for it. It is a freak accident.
Do you enjoy listening to a freak accident?
Yeah, sure.
Visit our website for even more. There's stuff and things and pictures. So visit afreakaccident.com and make some more mistakes.
Internet, I don't wanna lose you.
No, we don't.
No. Mostly because if we lost the internet, podcasting's kind of over.
Yeah, that would kind of stink. And also, what would I do with my free time?
Read?
On the internet.
Go for a walk.
Oh, Ian!
Don't make obscene gestures.
Ian!
Am I wrong?
Ian!
Thanks to Hardo for that song.
Weird after what Ian just did.
Yeah, no, it is weird. Yeah. So I've got an interesting question for you guys. This is a would you rather kind of question regarding the internet. Now,
okay.
How moral do you think you guys are?
With certain things, it depends.
Nope.
It depends.
Nope. Yeah.
I'm fairly moral.
Well, no, I'm like one of those guys that if I saw a $20 bill on the ground, I would see if it belonged to, you know, I would try to find the person that it belonged to first. I don't just take the money.
Really? $20?
Yeah.
Huh.
I wouldn't do it.
If I found like a wad of hundreds, I'd probably do that. But if I found $20, I'm like, hey, guess who's got a free tank of gas?
Or half.
We established last week that I lack compassion, so
well, yeah.
I think I'm going to go with morality shaky on my side of the table here.
All right, morality shaky. I'm halfway.
Mickey,
no
basically,
morals.
Yeah, none to speak of whatsoever.
Ian?
I'm pretty moral.
Yeah, he said that. All right. So with that said, how important is the internet to you guys? I mean, it's kind of like it's a vital part of our existence, right?
I think you can all answer that one for me.
Oh,
you don't use it.
Yeah.
I. You know what? It's funny because I would say, like, if somebody just asked me that, I'd be like, well, it's not that important. But then I would think about it and I'd be like,
My entire job revolves around it.
There's a lot of things we use the internet for in radio. You know, this podcast is you know, based on the internet. Again, we do a lot of our research online.
Yeah, I mean, up at the radio station, we could not run.
Sure,
like,
you could.
No, we could not run. Like,
you wouldn't go back to the other program and...
It would be very difficult, I'll say. It would be, like, a very...
But it's possible.
Shut up.
Well, of course it's possible. Let's wait till we get to that, because I want to... There is a sort of way I want to go about doing this. But a new survey in the Huffington Post, Mickey's favorite
Yay,
place on
Huffington
the world.
Post.
Yes, a new survey has found... It asked people this question. Would you rather have the internet or... do something, okay? And then this is what it asked. 55% of people said that they would not be willing to save someone's life if it meant losing the internet.
But didn't it say a stranger's life? It specifies a stranger.
Well, sure, a stranger. But it's like, so you have the opportunity to save a life or keep the internet, and people opted to keep the internet and allow that person to die.
But I think the important thing is stranger. I think if someone posed the question of dad, mom, it might be a little different. Stranger is the
or
bigger.
Would it?
You're sick.
Well, this is where the question of morality comes in, because doesn't all life have value? Or is your use of the World Wide Web more important to you than the life of a human being?
I'm just going to get this out of the way. I would save the stranger.
Oh, there you go. See, there's Moral Boy over there. That's your superhero name, Moral Boy.
There's worse.
Here's the thing. You don't know if that stranger's a bad guy. What if he's the next Hitler?
What if he's not?
But that's the thing. What if he is?
That's all right. I mean, I'll save the person. If he ends up being a terrible person...
I'd take no internet and not save the stranger.
Wow, so you just went out of spite, you wouldn't save the stranger.
I can just see Mickey walking down the road. A small toddler walks out in front of a bus. She goes, meh.
No,
I'm
no.
all for population control. It's fine.
She pulls out popcorn and starts just, oh, right, this is going to be great.
She carries around a lawn chair.
Crisco, what would you do?
I'd probably save the person, actually.
But what if he looked like a seedy person?
I don't know. I come from the standpoint... all life is precious, man. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Not all life is precious.
It's a life. How selfish am I? Oh, I want ease, and therefore allow this person to die. That just seems selfish to me.
Well, I'm ease. My family. It's the family of ease.
I was going to say, you're plural now? There's more than one of you? Glad your cloning experiment has gone on successfully.
Actually, we have someone on our Skype line to talk about about the precious people. Hang on. I gotta go and...
It's been a while since this has happened. All right, who's on Skype?
Little Precious!
No, go away.
Speaking of looking at CD people...
Yeah, right.
What happened?
Gollum called.
Oh, I missed him again!
Yeah, again.
Damn it.
So that's the first question. Would you be willing to give up the internet access to save a stranger's life? 55% of people say no.
We're awful people.
We are awful people. Now 35% would rather keep the internet than cure cancer.
All right, those people have a special place in hell. That's terrible.
Okay, so allowing someone to die is bad, but you know, curing cancer, that just means a bunch of people are going to die, but at least you still have your internet though.
But there's more of a chance of good people dying in that. We're talking about a single stranger. A single stranger versus something that kills millions of people.
So it's okay to kill one person, as long as you don't kill multiple.
Yes.
Man, we got some murder laws to revise in this country.
What if that one person you save, though, is the person who has found the cure for cancer?
Oh! Checkmate, baby! Checkmate! Calm down, Jay-Z.
I am the furthest thing from Jay-Z.
That doesn't even make sense.
No, because he said the... Oh!
He's so white, he couldn't even make the Gray album.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah, no. But, yeah, that guy could have been creating cancer, but what if he was also going to be the next Hitler, too?
Curing cancer.
Yeah.
Did you say carrying cancer?
No, creating.
What if he created cancer, too?
So you're positing that the next Hitler would also cure cancer.
For his own good.
So he'd be killing people while he's saving people.
No, he's saving himself only. He keeps it to himself.
Ah.
What would you do?
Okay, Alex Jones. 33% would rather give up their sense of taste than lose the internet.
No way. I love food too much.
Yeah,
no, I definitely like my taste buds over the internet.
I'm a foodophiliac, or whatever you'd call that. I there's no way I'd be willing to give up those taste buds.
I love food so much, they're not taste buds. They're like taste friends.
They're taste family at this point.
Yeah, we buds. We fam. We
taste fam.
Yeah,
there you go, taste fam. 30% would cut off a finger to keep the internet.
All right, that's just sick.
No.
Like, what kind of sick? Well, it depends. What finger?
No!
Because do you really need your pinky?
Yes.
Yeah, actually, you do.
Nah, well, do you know what? It would be easier if it was a toe. Because the pinky toe is just annoying.
It helps you walk.
It
helps
you
totally
balance.
It throw you off balance.
You'd learn. You'd learn without one?
I could totally live without the internet.
You have enough trouble walking
as
it is.
I could learn without the internet.
No, you can't.
Can't learn with the internet. That seems to be you're doubling down on something that is very questionable insofar as its possibility.
Libraries would make a comeback.
That's true. Libraries would out. Did I say libraries?
Yes, you did.
Libraries.
Programmer sucks so much.
Crisco going to the library.
Yeah.
So 20% would give up on love to keep the internet.
Says yeah. Every yeah, yeah, yeah. That's not.
You could find love on the internet.
you could find something that makes you feel like it loves you on the internet. I'm sure.
Yeah. How many nerds who live in their parents' basements have already given up on love for the internet?
Well, the internet is their love.
Yeah,
right.
If they're at that point.
So then, wait. That's an interesting question.
No,
that's
it's
like
not.
The nexus of the universe. What if you have to give up on love, but your love's the internet?
Ooh. Wow. Yeah, that is kind of a contradiction.
Boom.
Isn't it? Singularity right there.
Yeah.
15% would give up human interaction altogether to keep the internet. Yeah, Mickey's already there.
Yeah, but I mean, wouldn't you have human interaction? Or do they mean like face-to-face
I guess
interaction?
Probably face-to-face, but that's the thing. Yeah, you would have people to talk to in chat rooms and comments and forums and things like that.
Again, a lot of nerds who live in their parents' basement already do this.
Now, here's my thing. And Mickey's saying that she could live without the internet. I'll remind everybody, we all lived without the internet up until about 1995. So it is possible for human civilization to exist. Well, I'm saying 1995 was when it kind of started to
I'd
show up,
I'd say 99
right?
is really when it became all right, like, so let's in-house.
Even, let's even say 99. The entire expanse of human history up until that point, we existed without the internet. We could do it again if we needed to.
To be fair, Ian has never lived without the internet, that means.
This is true.
You probably never have lived in a world without the internet.
Like that you could remember. That you could remember.
I can. No, I absolutely can. We didn't have a computer in my house until probably the mid-2000s.
What, were you guys monsters?
See, I remember. I remember pre-internet too. I do remember those times.
Well, me and Mickey do as the elders.
But this
of the
is this is kind of what I was getting at. Is Mickey brought up radio before? Radio did run without internet, you know, up until 1999. So it's not to say that it wouldn't be difficult to go back to that. It certainly would, because especially when it's like, oh, who was that guy in that movie? Let me just pull up the internet and find out. Whereas old days, you had to actually go and research such things.
Oh, that's great. So you give me the internet with all these answers, and then I can't get the answers. That's how aneurysms. happen. Yeah. That's how they happen.
Maybe the person who cured cancer could also wipe your memories of the internet so it just feels like it's still 1999.
We're gonna party like it's 1999. We'll get to
pretty
that later.
Soon, yeah.
He would just be mad he couldn't watch his cat videos anymore.
Oh, yeah, the little meows? I love those.
You gotta make your own cat videos on home tape and just...
Well, we still have share to
watch stuff. Watch the cute thing my cat does.
You still have newspapers, so you could still get the information that you needed.
Well, it depends. If this scenario happens in like 5 years, we may not have newspapers.
Well, you're assuming an apocalypse scenario. I think it's just asking literally, you know, if you had the choice between, let's forego the apocalypse scenario of losing the internet. Society could get on without the internet. Yeah, there's newspapers, there's books, there's television still, there's still movies. There's just no internet.
It's the degree of what you're giving up.
No. There's no instant gratification. That's what it is.
Oh, 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 yeah.
You're talking about me. I need instant gratification.
You haven't got much gratification in your life, have you?
No. No.
Please like our show. Please, for Lazy E's sake.
Well, that's more so...
I think I almost killed Ian with that comment.
to be fair, it's more so proofreader doesn't get gratification, but let's go. Let's move on.
Dark.
She says that, too. Let's just move on.
Oh. Oh.
Well, let's move on to death. Excited. Well, gets up next on A Freak Accident.
Do you realize what would happen if you missed an episode of A Freak Accident? Well, probably nothing. But knowing us, you really don't want to risk finding out.
Well, I mean, if we're going in order of people who have died, we got to start with this one, since this one was the first news that actually broke.
By a couple hours.
By a couple hours, yeah. Thursday morning. Well, this happened Wednesday night, actually, that the news broke. Well, I think the world at large became aware of it on Thursday morning.
Yeah.
WWE legend, former superstar, former women's wrestler, first female intercontinental champion ever, ninth wonder of the world, Joni Lauer, also known as China, passed away at the age of 46. She was found dead in her apartment.
You could almost say she was the start of the original women's revolution.
Sort of. But she broke down barriers for sure, and she shattered expectations showing what women could do, because she actually used to wrestle men and, you know, manhandle men, because she was a towering terror.
She beat Chris Jericho for the Intercontinental title. She beat one of the future Hall of Famers. Does she get put in the Hall of Fame this year?
I mean, at this point, it was questionable for a long time. They didn't want to because of some of her extracurricular activities since she left WWE. The pornography definitely didn't help. That was what you were going to ask, Ian.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Yeah, there was that. There was also a heavy, heavy drug and alcohol abuse,
oh,
too.
Yeah,
and just there was some other things that she did, too. Like she used to shoot her mouth off and just got herself into situations where, like, she burned a lot of bridges. And that was what the thing was. The thing about this that bothers me so much is that I wanted, because she had been trying to get clean for the last couple years, and I really wanted to see her, you know, pull her life together, get everything straightened out, patch things up with WWE, and get that Hall of Fame induction. Because I wanted to see that speech where she said, you know, I made some bad decisions in my life, but this night shows that no matter how bad things get, you can turn it around and there's always hope. And now we don't get to see that, and it sucks.
It's kind of like when we did get it, mind you, it was only for that moment and then he died, but the Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah.
They patched things up, not with drugs, but they made amends.
Right.
And I think this probably, after the Warrior situation, hurts Vince even more.
Yeah.
Because now I think he's getting older and realizes.
Yeah, it's kind of like these people who you love and you respect, or did respect, or whatever, like, you have the opportunity to make things right. It's like, the more times you don't, like, the more of them you're going to lose in the meantime.
Yeah. And you were saying she was trying to get better for years. Up to the point when she died, her representative was trying to get her on that show Intervention.
Right, yeah. Because the thing is, they said that apparently she had started drinking again toward the end there because she was upset that WWE wasn't returning her calls and everything else. So it's kind of like, and that's the thing, like, she used to do video updates for her fans and things. It's like, you would see some videos she was totally lucid and had it all together and it looked like she was fine. And then other videos, she'd be slurred or worse, she'd be talking. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's kind of like, it sucks. I mean, not unexpected that she passed early. I think a lot of people could have seen that coming based on her behavior in her life, but it still sucks because I wanted to see it come around.
Especially when you see a disease like that.
Right.
The addiction, you know she wanted to stop, yet she just couldn't. That's terrible.
Yeah. It really does. Young, too. Only in her 40s.
Oh,
46, right?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
It's a hard life, though, man, when you're into the hard drug scene like that. I mean, that just puts years on you.
It does.
You have to wonder if it was a heavy trigger for her with the whole WWE family not getting back to her.
Right.
Like, making it worse. Because, they're not talking to me. These are the only people I know. And nope.
People close to her said that's what led her to start drinking again.
Yeah.
And that could have led to, because we don't know anything yet what caused her to die.
Yeah.
But we can kind of guess. We can speculate.
But to be on the WWE side, to get an addict to stop, sometimes you got to cut all
sure.
ties.
Yeah.
So they were doing the right thing. They've, I think, offered her rehab before. I don't know if she ever took it.
Right.
So at a point, you got to say, We did everything we could.
Before we move on to the next death, because there's been so much of it lately, I said, you know, if we're going to go in sequence, actually before China, Doris Roberts passed away too. That was the mother on Everybody Loves Raymond.
She played Maria. Yeah.
Yeah, Marie Barone.
And now she's back with the father who passed away
years ago.
Yeah, years ago.
Back in 06, I think he's when he died.
It was right after the show ended.
Yeah.
Not long after that he died.
But her and Peter Boyle can be together again now.
Yeah, well, was she 90, I think
she was 90.
Well, I mean, that's a pretty good life.
That's a full life. Yeah. I mean, it's still sad you see somebody like that go, because she did a lot of other stuff as well, but...
She was the TV mother.
Right, yeah.
On everything.
Yeah.
It seems like that's all I know of.
She was she was in Christmas Vacation, too, wasn't she?
Yep. Yeah, she played the aunt.
Yeah, right, yeah. So, I mean, that sucks, too. But then, as if life couldn't get any worse, as if 2016 hasn't taken enough legends from us and everything else.
Yeah. Come on, lady. China gets Farrah Fawcett, like when she died, and Michael Jackson then died right after.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, then the news comes down that Prince was found dead in the elevator at Paisley Park.
And I know this hurt Crisco the most, because now with Prince dead, with the color purple, there's no more things in the city of Minnesota with purple that have any talent anymore. So... That's, I'm sorry.
See, I want to be mad, but I can't be, because that was too funny.
I was trying to figure out where he was going with that.
Yeah, I knew where he was going. I wanted to see him paint that canvas, though.
I painted it nice and good.
Put that mosaic together, pal.
Oh, but that one hit me.
And you knew it. You knew how big this was when, and we even said, every radio station, even in our local cluster, the rock station, the country station, the adult contemporary station, the top 40 station, everything stopped. Even you walk by the AM station that's a sports station, they were talking about it.
He influenced everything.
Yeah.
When you talk about sports, he had the best Super Bowl performance ever.
In recent memory, I would definitely say his halftime show definitely stood out.
He did so many songs that I did. That's the cover when he did the cover of the Foo Fighters.
Right.
You think a guy can't cover a song that's already great, and then he blew it away.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Mickey, I get the feeling that you were probably a huge, huge Prince fan.
Not huge, but I definitely enjoyed his music.
Yeah. See, what blows my mind is, I spent kind of last weekend reading about Prince and just kind of, you know, living in the moment, because, like, there's never... The influx of information about somebody is when they die. Like, it all comes, it's all just dumps right in front of you. So you kind of got to parse through it. And I was listening to a story that Kevin Smith had at a talk he reposted it after Prince died, about this one time he was involved with shooting a documentary for a new album that Prince had come out. And it was just really weird, because Prince was very eccentric and weird and out there.
Yeah.
And just a strange, kind of otherworldly dude. But he mentions that the documentary never even saw the light of day, because it was put into Prince's vault along with a bunch of stuff. As in the story, he relates that the producer told him that she had produced 50 music videos that nobody had ever seen. Not only had they never seen the music videos were for songs. And you're talking props, costumes, sets, all this other stuff. Fully produced music videos for songs that no one's ever heard.
And Crisco, you were telling me a neat thing about how much music he made, like, in order to release it all.
Somebody, now this might have been a little bit hyperbolic, but they said that with the amount of stuff that's in his vault, music that no one's ever heard, they could release a new Prince album every month for the next 100 years. There's that much music locked up in his vault. And what was interesting is, I mentioned to you, E, his whole house was wired for sound, which meant that wherever he was in the house,
he could sing.
In the shower, on the toilet, in the kitchen, you know, making himself eggs in the morning. If he got struck with inspiration, he could plug in and record no matter where he was. So it just seems like, with that in mind, he probably just had music coming out of him all the time. And to make that great a quantity of songs that we've never even heard.
It's like Michael Jackson. You know, that guy was able to pump out hits that some bands just hope to get one that maybe makes a blip. Michael Jackson just sat down and went, all right, there's a number one song that will be remembered in history. Same thing with Prince.
Yeah.
The guy made just hit after hit after hit. Everything he touched was gold.
Now, the interesting thing is, he had no will.
That's so bizarre.
There's a reason behind it.
It seems completely impossible to me, especially the army of lawyers that he had around him at all the time. One of them didn't say, excuse me, Mr. Prince or Mr. Artist, whatever you're calling yourself today. No will?
Well, what's the legal behind not having a will? In a normal situation, if somebody doesn't have a will, what happens to their stuff?
It depends on state law. For instance, in our home state of Pennsylvania, I think it goes to the next surviving family member.
Next and kin.
It's
divided.
Right. Whereas in Minnesota, it's also split amongst half-siblings, because he had half-brothers, half-sisters, and he has a full-blood sister, so...
The reason why the word going around why he didn't want to make a will is that he got screwed so many times when he was younger signing contracts that he didn't like to sign anything from a lawyer. Like, he got burned so many times that he thought if he signed a piece of paper with a will, something would have been hidden in there and he would have been just done. Like, all his money would have went somewhere where he didn't want it. So that was the speculation.
Well, now his money's still not going to go somewhere that he wanted it because it's going to go to wherever.
Well, it's going to his brothers and sisters. That's what they're speculating now.
But do you think that's what he wanted, or do you think he liked? Maybe there's that one brother who he totally hated. He's like, I don't want him getting any of my money. He's like, there's nothing you can do about it now, Prince.
I don't want a will, but what I do want is a piece of paper that says that you don't get my money.
Yeah, Jack doesn't get anything.
Or in the opposite spectrum, he wanted everybody to get a fair share without playing favoritism over any of the family members.
I mean, if he knew that that's how it was going to play out, sure.
I just can't believe the age.
Oh, yeah, 57.
57.
Another person young. What is it with all these people dying around 60? You know, Alan Rickman?
Yeah.
David Bowie? Prince? All these, and we don't know what killed Prince either. That'll be
weeks.
Yeah, that's going to be a while before we find out about that.
The only thing that we know is that he was suffering from the flu. And this is kind of like a Heath Ledger situation, maybe.
Or a Jim Henson situation.
Yeah, where, well, Heath Ledger, what happened with him, just to anybody who doesn't know.
He took a fistful of pills and took a nap.
Well, no. but what happened? His last words, actually. He was taking painkillers.
I'm getting better.
This'll work.
He couldn't sleep. And so he was talking to his sister. He's like, maybe I should take a sleeping pill. On the phone conversation with Heath Ledger and his sister, the sister said, don't do it. It's going to do something bad.
And he said, why so serious? And then downed the bottle.
Well, no, he took one pill. It put him to sleep, but it mixed with the painkiller, and he never woke up.
Mm.
And that's how strong those painkillers are.
Prince was cremated already.
Yes.
Correct?
So wow, really?
Did they even do an autopsy?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was done on Saturday. And it was a private memorial, which I'm surprised. I thought they were going to do a Whitney Houston type thing.
Ugh.
Put it on TV and all that junk.
Oh, man. I want them to, like, put his ashes in the rain so that we actually get purple rain coming down.
That sure would be purple. That'd be disgusting.
Shh.
No, that'd be gross. That rain is disgusting.
Put food dye in it. It'll be fine.
No, you can't put food dye into... Good God, man. Where's your morals that you talked about?
I didn't say I had any.
You had shaky morals. That's right.
I just remember the media spectacle that was Michael Jackson's funeral, and I remember the coverage just being like, this is just ridiculous, this is stupid. I'm kind of glad that they're not having anything like that for Prince.
Well, but that was...
Michael Jackson was arguably more popular than Prince.
The difference also is, Prince was a private person.
Michael Jackson was not.
Yeah, and same thing with Whitney Houston. She was not a private person, so I guess...
In that sense,
it makes sense.
In terms of popularity, Prince is to Michael Jackson what Megadeth is to Metallica, kind of.
In a worldly type,
right.
I think in America,
yeah,
it was kind of on par,
maybe. Yeah,
but when you're talking about worldwide, absolutely, Michael Jackson tenfold, over him.
But so I mean, I get it, but still, I mean, I would argue that Prince had more talent than Michael Jackson did, at least in terms of just his creativity and the things that he could do. And they said he played 20 instruments, and that was a conservative estimate.
I told you what he did.
I couldn't count 20 instruments if he asked me to. That blows my mind.
I told you this before, Crisco.
I wonder if Kazoo was one of them. Sorry,
triangle.
Continue.
The difference between him and Michael Jackson is...
Maracas.
I'll wait.
No, go ahead.
You're done with your tangent?
Clarinet.
But anyways, he... no, he isn't.
He actually had one.
That's really weird. But...
Never know what I'm carrying in my back pocket.
Well-timed radio, my friend. Well-timed radio.
What made him different than Michael Jackson is he made music cool.
Yeah.
He just brought a cool, like, vibe to it. Michael Jackson was pop. Prince bridged pop and rock really well.
Yeah.
He was cool. Yeah. He definitely was cool. If you could say nothing else about Prince, he was one of the coolest dudes to ever walk this earth.
I think with Prince, he wasn't as relatable as Michael Jackson was because he was so eccentric with the way he was in life, where Michael Jackson...
was eccentric.
But not...
You didn't really find out about that until later, though.
Yeah.
It was like he cracked as time went on. Prince was always kind of on a UFO, yeah. out circling the moon, though, so...
Symbol.
Either
at one point.
Yeah. Either way, awful, awful that we lost all these people, Doris Roberts, China, and Prince. May you all rest in power, rest in peace. The world is definitely missing something now that all of you are gone.
And please let the next 8 months be silent.
It'd be nice. It'd be nice to not lose someone again.
Yeah.
Even when the podcast is over, the show never ends. Join us on social media, where a freak accident continues all day, every day. Visit afreakaccident.com and click on connect.
Let's gather around the campfire and sing our campfire song.
Love it.
Our C-A-M-P-F-I-R-E-S-O-N-G song. And if you don't think that we can sing it faster, then you're wrong. But it'll help if you just sing along.
Bum, bum, bum.
Come on, Maggie! Come on, Maggie!
C-A-M-P-F-I-R-E-S-O-N-G song. It'll help me if you just sing along.
He's, like, really proficient in this song. I'm impressed. I mean, it's SpongeBob. Everybody loves SpongeBob.
Neat fact, the guy who played the Patrick, that is the Dobberton coach. Hey, coach. Hey.
Really?
Think about it. Hey, coach. Hey, SpongeBob. Same voice.
That's true.
Blow your mind.
Just did.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is arguably the worst camping trip ever. I mean, it definitely ended with some fireworks. This guy went camping with his family.
Sounds nice.
In Australia.
Okay, that's cool.
Kangaroos.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Kangaroos, yeah.
Been to Australia. Lots of kangaroos.
Tasmanian devil. Are they still in existence?
Yes, they are.
All right.
Koalas.
Mate.
They mate. Yes, they do.
No, I was going to say, kangaroos and Tasmanian devils mate.
Foster's.
Subaru Outback.
They hate Fosters, so if you bring that up...
Do they like
man.
Subaru Outbacks, the world's first sport utility wagon?
I don't remember. They like very tiny vehicles.
Remember what's
there.
His name? Crocodile Dundee did the commercials for those?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, that was terribly stereotypical.
So this guy, 19-year-old dude, was camping in the country's northern territory with his family. He was asleep at 4:30 a.m. on Monday.
Okay.
When suddenly something bit his leg and started dragging him out of the tent.
Something bit me!
You want to know what it was?
Yeah.
Alligator! Alligator!
Alligator!
Alligator!
Now,
it was a crocodile.
It was actually a crocodile, but I just wanted to bring back this song to drive Mickey crazy.
Great. Thanks.
Crocodile!
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 That's it.
No, alligator sounds better. Anyways.
So the crocodile started dragging him out of the tent.
Oh, okay.
In the middle of his little nap there.
Get up, you lazy!
Said it was about 3 to 4 meters long. I don't know how long that is. I'm not a metric person.
No.
Whatever.
No.
Back to last week.
Mickey just put her arms wide. Like,
yeah. It's big.
That's a big...
That's a big croc.
Crocodile.
I don't know, 5 feet?
Well, a meter is what? Close to a yard?
Yeah,
it's
got
to be close-ish to a yard. So if it's four yards long, yeah, you're talking close to 15 feet.
Well, they're normally about 16 feet, so yeah.
That's a big freaking lizard, though.
Well, that's tail to nose, though.
So this happened on Monday?
Yeah, but on Monday.
So just think about how awful your Mondays typically are, and then think about this poor guy.
Yeah.
Oh.
He said he hit the croc one or two times, and it let him go. That seems like a really wimp croc. Come on, one or two hits, and you give up? You're supposed to be a kill. You're a dinosaur, for crying out loud. You've been around since the dinosaur age.
I think where this story surprised me, it wasn't that the alligator pulled them out. It wasn't
that there was no alligator in the story?
It was crocodile.
It wasn't. Yeah.
There's a difference.
Alligator.
Alligator.
So, no, and it wasn't the fact that he punched him. It was the fact that you said he punched him. The fact that he's alive.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Guess what I mean? Most people who come across a crocodile do not live to tell the tale.
No.
It's kind of odd that an animal would go into the tent and drag them out, though.
Well, according to this article, which is coming from WPXI.com, crocodiles are inherently curious animals.
There's a scary thought.
Yeah.
Hmm. What's in here?
In other words, he was hanging out with his buddies, and he's like, hey, watch this. I'm going to scare the hell out of this guy.
It's curious, not cantankerous.
the square root of pi is this guy's leg.
What?
That's what crocs do.
I don't know if that goes along with curious either.
Well, yeah, he wants to know math problems.
That was a curious joke.
It's Curious George. How many curiouses can we do?
That was a monkey, not a crocodile. Nice little snack for a crocodile. But yeah, that's. I'm surprised this dude lived, too. He should not have. Don't they do that roll, too, like the kill roll?
Yeah.
But if they're Crocs, dragging right? him by his toes, you know?
That's what, like, you're picturing.
You're
like,
coming with me!
He's just going,
He's actually scraping against the ground going, no!
In all seriousness, why in God's green earth would you go camping in Australia?
I wouldn't.
Crocodiles, snakes, even koalas are nasty little things.
Kangaroos!
They're beautiful. I love kangaroos.
Evil animals here in America, too, and we still camp.
So I've seen quite a few vicious...
All of the worst snakes in the world are in Australia.
I've seen quite a few vicious squirrels in my day. No. It is dangerous to camp in the northeastern...
Moose, bears...
Yeah. Northeastern Appalachian woods. It is dangerous up here with all these squirrels and woodchucks.
Yeah, don't you dare think squirrels are an innocent animal. They are the silent killer.
That's right.
You know why people die? Those mysterious deaths? Squirrels.
People don't know. Commonly not known, I should say. Every single squirrel is trained in the way of the samurai. So
it's true. Fact.
Well, now we know how Prince died. Squirrel killed him.
Not SpongeBob.
And they're only in America, too. So you
Sandy.
Know.
Sandy.
Yeah. See, that was a nice tie-in by her. I gotta hand that to her. But you know, as we talked about last week, there's only squirrels like in America, right?
So yeah.
See, they're plotting their invasion from a position of strength here in the northern United States.
And they took out Australia. Remember, I shared the story about my girlfriend's niece said that they didn't have squirrels. They're taking them out now.
Yeah.
Pretty soon, all they'll have.
They
the
do
squirrels.
Have squirrels. They just don't see them yet.
Oh.
And here's my boss overfeeding them at her house.
See?
Oh,
see?
No!
She's funding the revolutionaries.
She is!
She got brainwashed. They brainwashed her. Now she's working for them.
So has anybody here ever gone camping?
Well, I thought you were going to say, like, when
I was like, I think we're going to ask if anyone here has been to Australia. So, yes.
You have been?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, my mom lived there for a couple of years.
Oh, wow. That's a long plane ride.
24 hours, my friend.
You.
Yeah.
Thankfully, 300 had just come out, so I could watch that in the plane ride the entire way.
This is great! The fifth time I've seen it!
It was awesome each time.
It's just as good as the first four times. So that's cool, though. But
not
anybody,
cool for this guy.
Has anybody ever gone camping, though? Have you ever had a situation like this, like where something's come in your tent or been outside your tent while you're in the tent?
Worst thing that came into my tent was a bottle of water, the whole jug getting poured on my head because I had not woken up on time for us to leave.
That's funny.
And did a squirrel do that?
No, my mother did.
Oh. Maybe a squirrel convinced her to do it. The guy
probably
got into the ear and was like, squirrel.
Yeah, I've never been camping, but I imagine it'd be one of those things for me where you're out there and the bear sticks his head in the tent while you're in the middle of sleeping.
Where's the picnic basket?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And Ian's done.
Ian almost died again. Water. You gotta stop drinking water while we're doing the show. Drink it in the breaks. Don't do it here because you're going to have a spit take. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen eventually.
But this is why I don't ever want to go camping. You have those rogue animals that are going to come in and drag you out like squirrels. And just, it's just, why? Why? You know, the one way I'll go camping is if I'm in a cabin. A cabin I could deal with. In a tent? No. No way. Nah.
Yeah. They have those tents that look like small cabins now, too, though. It's like they got TV and electricity, like they got generators.
He is so prissy.
Just rent a cabin. Shut your mouth. The reason you don't need electricity is because you don't use anything with electricity. We found this out earlier.
There's fire. Fires are fun.
We've established he needs to have the internet. There's no internet out there in the woods.
Yeah. Unless those squirrels have
water.
I was
going to say, there's just a squirrel net, and that's just...
yeah, that's
there's some really dark stuff on there.
It's really nutty.
wait. You got to say that again. You got to say it again, but you got to pause.
It's really nutty.
Yes! 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 Do it! Yes! Do it!
It's all you, man. It's all you.
Yeah! Come on, do it with me. In. Ready? Ready? Yeah!
And they stardusted the end.
Yeah!
That was pretty beautiful. I liked that. I liked that a lot.
Oh, my
so
heart
the,
hurts.
The moral of the story is stay in your house where you're safe, I guess, right?
And look out for those squirrels.
Unless you live in Florida, in which case alligators and crocodiles crawl up through your toilet pipes. So.
Here's what listeners are saying about a freak accident.
It's the best show ever.
Whether those listeners are our moms or not is totally not important.
If you got an issue, let's debate it. Focus on the game while my ball boy deflates it. Nice for Brady. Too hard.
Deflate it.
Nice for Brady. Too
Ryan
hard.
Shibley, man. Lazy E, you can find a song for anything, can you?
I try.
Yeah, that was Ryan Shibley. Deflate it. Nice for Brady. So... Tom Brady and Deflategate back in the news again because justice has finally been served. His suspension has been reinstated by an appeals court of the United States.
Yeah, we rewind it back a year ago when we found out they appealed and it ended up, you know, he didn't serve it because they were in the middle of the court case. And we're all sitting here going, I can't believe it. He's going to get away with this again. Yep. And wow, curveball.
It took a little while. But I'm willing to wait for justice to be served as long as justice is served. Because we know he did it. We all know that he did it.
It is surprising, though, that the suspension was reinstated. Because after you've won an appeal and the losing party appeals to the higher courts, it's very hard to overturn the judge.
Right.
I mean, it's a big deal for the NFL to have pulled this case off.
It's one of those things where there needs to be a serious, reasonable doubt. Yeah. As to the original, verdict.
Yeah.
So this, I mean, I'm glad that this happened.
In other news, that judge actually got free tickets to any NFL game he ever wants to go to.
Did he really?
Well, no. There was...
I was going to say, that doesn't seem shady at all.
There was three of them. So in the appeals court, there was three of them. And it was 2-1 in favor of the suspension going back in. So one of Brady's lawyers actually brought it up where they have two judges that have agreed with Brady's camp and two judges that have agreed with the NFL camp. So there's going to be another appeal. I still won't be surprised
Sudden
if he plays
death.
Yeah, really.
We see the rematch next March at WrestleMania 33.
I was going to say sudden death overtime.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a chance, and I don't want it to, but there's a chance this goes to the Supreme Court. And it could take years to get there.
No way this goes to the Supreme Court.
I doubt it. I'm not. They're going to try.
At what point do you eat crow and just take it?
When he's retired and he won't care anymore.
Somebody pointed out, we know he did it because he destroyed his phone.
Yeah!
Because that could only mean one of two things. Either there were incriminating text messages between him and the guy who deflated the balls, or the knowledge of his trysts, you know, where he's been cheating on his supermodel wife are in that phone. Either way, he couldn't let what was in that phone get out. So either way, it makes him look like a scumbag. And we know we did it. We know we did it because we have the evidence to support it.
Or the fact that he's an elitist. If none of that's on there and he really destroys phones after he gets a new one, that is the most D-bag move I've ever heard in my life.
Either way, he looks like an awful human being.
I just can't. I mean, I look back to the original case, and I still can't believe the NFL just cluster screwed it up from the beginning.
So bad that it got to this point?
Yeah, because it should have been, honestly, pretty cut and dry. But the NFL screwed it up, and that's why we're in the situation that we're at now. It's because Roger Goodell has, the power that he has is just completely ridiculous, and that's what you have now.
So it's a 4-game suspension.
Yes.
We are looking at the first 4 games of the season. He's going to be out. Does that ruin the entire season for the Patriots? Unlikely because of their division. You'd have to still manage to be worse than the Jets or the Dolphins to lose that division, and I don't really see that happening.
They're still a good team, though, so they're probably going to be all right.
And then the one good thing about this, I mean, if you want to look at a bright side if you're a Patriots fan, you get more time with Garoppolo in there. Because guess what?
You got to figure out if he's the man.
Yeah, and what better way than having him start four games?
Because that's the thing. Do you think how many years left do you think Tom Brady has?
One, maybe two.
I was going to say, really? You think that early he retires?
Well, he's almost 40 now.
Is he?
Yeah, he's like 39,
I thought he was in his younger 30s.
He was drafted the year after, 2 years after Manning. He was drafted in 2000.
Wow, see, I didn't know that.
2001? I totally forgot about that. No, 2000.
Yeah, it would have been 2000 because he won the Super Bowl the next year.
Hang on, we're going to get to the bottom of this.
No, it is
Hold 2000. Hold on, shut up. Okay, Google, how old is Tom Brady?
Tom Brady is 38 years old.
Oh, geez, he is 38 years old. Yeah, I mean, so he's to the end of his line already.
So, I mean, listen, he could play. Listen, Brett Favre played till he was, what, 65?
Yeah.
So, I mean, Tom Brady could maybe play another 4 years, but I 1 to 2 I think is more realistic.
Yeah, because this is, yeah.
The only thing that helps him playing longer, saying the four, would be the fact that he never gets hit. The dude never gets injured anymore.
I think that's why people hate him, is he's so good inside the pocket. Yeah, he gets the ball out so
he's
quick.
He's well protected.
He is. They do a good job.
He wants one more ring. He wants the most of any quarterback ever. That's what he wants. He has.
Yeah, he's
four.
Tied with Bradshaw right
yeah.
now.
He wants
Bradshaw
the five.
In Montana.
Yeah.
So I mean. Man, that's a good point, though. You got to spend time with that guy coming up underneath him because there's your future.
Yeah, they drafted him in the second round 2 years ago. If he's the guy, then you got to find out.
That's what I mean. Tom Brady is the present, but this kid could be your future. And if he's not, you got to find that out before it comes time for Tom Brady to hang up the
cleats. Now, meanwhile, Jimmy Garoppolo sitting there going, "Go NFL! Go NFL! Go NFL!
Yeah. This is my time!
It's my time to shine!" Watch him completely botch it.
Oh,
I bet she doesn't.
Watch
though.
It be amazing.
Yeah, because this is what happened with Tom Brady. Just remember, Drew Bledsoe was on the way to win that. He would have taken them to the Super Bowl. He may have. Let's just say he was doing good.
He was all right.
He was in the playoffs. I mean, the guy brought him through.
Yeah, he was a good player. I mean, but it's a different scenario because Drew Bledsoe was never going to be a future Hall of Famer or considered the greatest quarterback to ever play.
Mickey.
I've jumped out the window.
You're from Massachusetts, from Boston.
Boston.
Your family are all Bostonites
and
as well.
And they're all Patriots fans.
Are they? Because that's what I was going to ask. How do they feel about this? Are they upset?
My grandmother gets up in arms about football now. It's hysterical.
That's great.
So did you talk to any of them since this appeal came out?
No.
Oh, so you don't know.
I have no idea.
I was going to ask you. I mean, maybe if any of Mickey's family's listening, I know some of them do, email us, freaks@freakaccident.com. Tell us how upset you are.
The family members that don't watch football are listening.
Oh, fair enough.
You family members, let those people know, and then let us know what they said, freaks@freakaccident.com.
There you know.
I want to see their reaction. I mean, they're wrong, because Brady did it. You know, there's only one right answer in this situation. That's he did it, he's guilty. But I still want to hear your crazy reactions. So.
Oh, my God! Brady!
How could you do this to Tom to God Brady?
Yeah!
I don't even know if that was Boston or not. It is something, though.
But it is interesting because you have the NFL draft, which is, you know, the first round is tonight.
That we're recording this, anyway.
Yeah, so it's tonight. That means that the Patriots don't have a first-round pick because it was taken away because of Deflategate. So they thought after the first round was over, after the Thursday night first round was over, that they were done with it. It was over, you can move on. Now it's back again. Now it's not over. Now, in a certain kind of way, it's only beginning again.
Ooh, I like how you said that. Only beginning again.
I hate that organization, too, though, so I hope it all goes down in flames.
No. Oh, I thought you meant the NFL.
No, not,
I was
the,
like,
not
good
the NFL.
God,
no,
man.
God, I need football. Keep that afloat as long as possible.
You take away the internet from me? You take away the NFL? What do I have left?
What does he have to live for at that point?
Nothing.
It's over.
Oh, yeah, her. Yeah.
That's going to wrap up this episode of A Freak Accident. Mickey, tell the listener where they need to go, and don't screw it up this time.
She's totally going to screw it up.
I will kick you out that window.
I almost knocked my face into the microphone.
I will firm kick you right out that window like Leonidas in 300.
I'm already out in the yard. We're good. You can find us at afreakaccident.com. You can go to the menu bar and click connect.
Yes.
On the tab thing. Yeah.
Yes. Someone was studying.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, homework.
And you can find us on all of our social media page,
That's
which
right.
is on the Connect tab.
Yes, it is. It's on the Connect page.
I have to make pretty little pictures.
In our mind. What does it look like? What color is it?
You can send us an email at freaks@afreakaccident.com. And you can find us on iTunes and I was thinking the other one. What's Google Play is the new one.
Google Play Music.
Oh, it's Google Play Music.
Yeah, because if you don't say it that way, they get mad. That was what it said in the email. Please make sure
you specify. That's what that face was for at the very beginning, the hoity-toity.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
But I didn't make the rules. I'm just enforcing them. These are Google's rules.
Google, we love you, Google.
Google Play Music. Yeah, thanks for hosting our podcast. You guys are great. But yeah, so, subscribe there. Subscribe on iTunes. Leave us a good review. And we'd love to hear from you. Mickey mentioned all the ways to get in contact with us. Thank you for taking the time to download and listen to this episode. Of course, we'll be back again next week with another brand new one, too.
Leave us a review.
Yes. Yes, leave us a review on iTunes and on Google Play Music. I don't know if there are reviews there, but
demand it.
Demand reviews. Tell them how much you love us. We love you for taking the time. Thanks again for listening. We'll be back next week for A Freak Accident. My name is Crisco.
I'm Lazy E.
I'm Ian Hunter.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you
that some things in life are a given
until there's a freak accident.
Is anyone up for a game of basketball?
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.